Now, I did see some reports, I guess mainly on Twitter, but I understand that some members of the Houston Symphony have been out performing at the shelters. Are we starting to see members of the arts community come together and support both each other, but the broader community?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everyone is pitching in. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. And I know even some of the staff at the Museum of Fine Arts Houston who were not able to get into the museum to work had boats, and they were out rescuing people in boats. So you really have at all levels. I mean, I do think we're at a period now where people, where artists are knowing that, you know, they can do things that help. The refugee centers are so full, and people are so in need, and artists are doing everything they can to do what they do best to help out.
In addition to the venues, are we hearing anything or hearing much about the people, the musicians, the staff, and any sense of the impact that Harvey will have on their ability to get their own situations and lives back and recovered?
I think there's virtually no one in the Houston area, regardless of what they do for a living, who isn't going to be impacted by the storm, possibly for a very long time. It might mean your house got flooded and you lost everything. It might mean that you can't buy gas this week. The grocery stores have been, you know, full and out of stock. I mean, it's just hard to describe the level of trouble that mostly over now, but going, you know, things that are also going to be lingering. I have been a little too involved with my own deadlines to sort of dig deeply into just yet into how impacted all of the artists are. But I can tell you one story I've been working on involving the Museum of Fine Arts Houston. They had a staff at the museum on duty throughout the hurricane they're still there. They started at midnight, I believe, last Friday. They're still there. They're still dealing with issues. And of those 30 people, one-fourth of them had damaged homes, and they did not leave the museum. They stayed and worked to keep the museum going and safe. That's just one small example. There are examples everywhere. There's virtually no organization that doesn't have someone who lost a home or who flooded.